Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. We continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest athletes to ever wear number 16. Doesn't matter if it was a little, doesn't matter if it was a lot. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, NASCAR, you name it. If you wore number 16, we are looking at you. Who are your best 16s from 5 to 1, D?
All right, so first off, I just got a fan favorite. And I didn't even realize he really wasn't that good numbers-wise. But my first one is Jake Plummer.
He was
the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. And then he went to the Denver Broncos. Only one Pro Bowl. In his 10 years. I never would have guessed that. But he played in a time when there were very good AFC quarterbacks. But Jake Plummer, he was a favorite of mine. Rattlesnake Jake over there. Number four, I'm going with Dwight Gooden. Cy Young Award, two-time World Series champ. He even has a Silver Slugger.
Yep.
ERA title, four-time All-Star. He might have had the best rookie pitching season ever. Maybe him and Paul Skeens. I mean, his curveball was just unbelievable, just unhittable. So that's number four for me. Number three, reluctantly, it's Pau Gasol. Hall of Famer. Oddly enough, not a 75th anniversary guy.
No drink for you.
Two-time NBA champ. Rookie of the Year, All-Rookie Team, six-time All-Star, four-time NBA champion once he got to the Lakers. There was a guy named Kobe there that helped him win some championships. Number two, I've got Brett Hull, Hall of Famer, two-time Cup winner, three-time All-Star, 100th anniversary team. Brett Hull is legendary when it comes to hockey. And number one, and it should be your number one, it's Joe Cool, it's Joe Montana. Quarterback of the 49ers in the 80s, early 90s, 4-0 in the Super Bowls. He's your favorite quarterback, Hall of Famer, comeback kid, two MVPs, three Super Bowl MVPs, all 80s team, eight Pro Bowls, three-time All-Pro. That's my guy, Joe Montana, comeback kid. What do you got, Z?
Molly B's offers unforgettable artisan-crafted cookies. Molly B's Gourmet Cookies brings creative, unique cookies straight to your pantry. No cookie shop required. With bold, unforgettable flavors, they're the ultimate treat for any occasion. Enjoy an exclusive discount when you use my promo code DANDZ, and you could be using that at MollyBZ.com.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, I know who you're going to have that I didn't have. I just realized it.
Whitey
Ford. Well, you're going to have Whitey Ford.
Oh, of course. But it's a question of where. Honorable mention for me, Sean Avery. Another great 16.
Really?
Yes. Not for anything, nothing stand out in terms of goals or assists, but Sean Avery was such a fucking irritant that he was a guy. Now, there's a guy that you want on your team.
Now there's a guy
you don't want to play against, but you want on your team. How many other of these guys on the list have rules in the rule book named after them. Because he face guarded Marty Brodeur during the playoff series. Go eat another donut, Fatso. Come on, Fatso. Why don't you go bang your sister-in-law again? Right? Nope. There were no rules against it at the time. And the next game, they changed it. So, Sean Avery, you deserve a spot in an honorable mention role on this list. For number five, an oldie but a goodie, I have to go with Bob Lanier. So, you're looking at center for the Pistons, for the Bucks. Never won a championship, but eight-time All-Star, All-Rookie Team, averaged 20-10 for his career, Hall of Famer, worthy of being on this list. Number four, I'm with you. I have to go with Dr. K, Dwight Gooden. Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, pitching Triple Crown, two-time World Series champs, one with the Mets, one with the Yankees, four-time All-Star, Silver Slugger, ERA title, 194 and 112, 3.51 ERA, and one of the biggest what-ifs in Major League Baseball history. If he had only literally kept his nose clean, what could Doc Gooden have done? And what would his legacy be besides a what if or a cautionary tale? Number three, I gotta go Brett Hull, two-time Cup winner, Lady Byng Trophy, Hart Trophy, three-time All-Star, Pearson Award winner, NHL's 100th anniversary team, Hall of Famer, a controversial goal against the Sabres in the Stanley Cup Finals when he was a Dallas Star. It was very close. Probably should have been called back for being kicked in. But whatever, wasn't called. He gets a ring. Congratulations to the Golden Brett. Number two, Joe Montana. Four-time Super Bowl champ, eight-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, two-time AP MVP, so on, so forth. Three-time Super Bowl MVP. 117-47 as a career, 63% completion percentage. The quarterback of the 80s and early 90s. And a legend, absolutely. Number one, for me, Whitey Ford. Six-time World Series champ, 10-time All-Star, World Series MVP, two-time ERA title, a Cy Young Award, career 236 and 106, 275 ERA. Yeah. Yeah. The ace of those, that Yankee dynasty. Carrying a pitching staff on his back. That's Whitey Ford right there. The chairman of the board, Whitey Ford. But those are our 16s. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz and let us know what your list is. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 17s of all time. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.